Many troubled places rely on charity and aid distributed through a network of non-governmental organizations, NGOs, nonprofits. But across Asia, Africa, and Latin America, some people are asking if it is better to deliver services through for-profit businesses. In Haiti, some American former college friends are testing that proposition after growing disenchanted with their lives on Wall Street. NPR's Kerry Khan saw their work in a Haitian village.
In the village of Tufet, a 45-minute rocky drive from the closest city along Haiti's southern coast, several men get down to work in Monique Usisana Uwes's rural home.
On. Off. Libre.
They're wiring up her two-room dirt floor house with a breaker box, an outlet, and a light fixture. She's 66 years old, and for the first time in her life, she's going to have electricity. Uwes, who has five grandchildren, wants a refrigerator. She wants cold drinks, yes, for herself, but also to sell, and ice cream, too. I'll figure out a way to pay for the electricity, she says, because it's better when you pay for something. It doesn't go away then. She says charities have come to the village and end up leaving when they run out of volunteers or money. Bringing a for-profit electric company to Tufet is the brainchild of 38-year-old Duquesne Fernard. He says Haiti cannot survive on philanthropy alone.
You need an economy that is thriving, where businesses flourish and create jobs, and that's how you grow a country.
Fernard now has three businesses: the rural electric company, a data processing one, and another that sells efficient cook stoves, an indispensable utility found in nearly every Haitian home. He was born here but left as a teen, and in the U.S. he got a master's degree from Columbia, worked on Wall Street, and was a small business consultant.
A job in the U.S., to me, doesn't have the same impact as a job in Haiti, because a job in Haiti means you're helping 10 people for every job.
Through a college buddy, Fernard got a former microfinance loan manager to come to Haiti and get the electric company going. He's Benjamin Schell.
I'd never been to Haiti. I got a really low grade in physics in college. I didn't have any electrical background, but I felt confident that I could teach myself.
And like Fernard, Schell subscribes to the same philosophy when it comes to economic aid. A handout is not going to help. That brings us back to Tufet and the rural electric company and the cold drinks. As school lets out, children stream onto the main dirt road, walking past newly installed wooden utility poles. About 300 families live here. Most are bean and corn farmers. Schell says EDH, Haiti's electricity monopoly, has been promising Tufet electricity for the last 50 years.
That's how you get elected in any part of Haiti, especially rural Haiti, is you promise to either bring EDH, bring electricity, or improve the service.
If Schell and Fednard's plan works out, the town will get that service. 6 days a week, 10 hours a day. Schell opens the door to their electric company's new offices, just off Tufet's main road.
This is big.
It's a huge warehouse.
The generator will be right over there.
That generator is the company's linchpin. It will produce the electricity. Not with expensive and dirty diesel, but with corn cobs. It's a biomass gasifier, new technology that's had success in other developing countries, but never used in Haiti. The rest of the warehouse is for drying the corn cobs that the company will buy from local farmers.
People are almost as excited about being able to sell their corn cobs as they are about being able to get electricity.
65 people have already signed up and have spent 1,500 gourds, about $35, to get their homes wired. Expectations are high for the day the lights go on. Washing clothes at the town's main water well, Carol Macau says she can't wait. I immediately thought that the first thing she and the other half dozen women here would want is a washing machine. I was wrong. She also wants a freezer so she can sell cold drinks and ice cream. At current estimates, a freezer would cost a family about $25 a month to run. Town leader Cherie Paul Andres says people here have long wanted to have their own businesses, but to do that, they needed electricity.
If you have a freezer, you can create your own business. So when it comes to pay the electricity bill, it doesn't have to come out of my pocket.
That's exactly what Fernand and Schell are hoping for. Not only will the electricity boost living standards and help satisfy the thirst for cold drinks, it'll also spark Tufet's stagnant economy. But the day I was with Shell driving down Tufet's rocky dirt roads, that dream seemed to be slipping away. He got a call from the group that promised to develop pay-as-you-go electric meters, key to making the company profitable. They told him definitively that they couldn't do it. After 2 years of struggling, Shell says maybe it's time to accept that bringing electricity to this part of Haiti just can't be done, at least not by him.
There'll be somebody that does it, that makes it work in the future, and the work that we've done definitely won't be wasted, won't be for nothing.
I left Tufet a few months ago not knowing what happened. So I called Shell to find out.
Hello?
Hi, Ben. Hi, it's Carrie from NPR.
He's still there.
You hear that?
I hear it.
That's the generator, the gasifier. We're using corn cobs to make electricity.
You're in business.
We're in business.
Shell found a new group to make the meters, and 30 families are hooked up to the company's grid and getting electricity. More meters are coming. Shell has hired 5 more employees, and Tufet has 1 refrigerator and 2 freezers running. Cold drinks are now being sold in the village. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.